You're listening to 10 Minutes of Rambling, the podcast for people who like ASMR stuff and can't fall asleep. Marzipan, toothpaste, and salves. Ugh. Well, hi. It's me. I'm back again. And the nice thing about our relationship is that it's not like I need to show up on a Sunday or a Saturday. I just show up when I do, and we enjoy our time together. Right? A day, a week, a month. It's sporadic, and yet I'm still more consistent than 99% of the other people who consider themselves to have a podcast. I was sitting here and I was thinking, I haven't had marzipan in a while. Have you? Have you had marzipan lately? I think that's a great, tagline for a commercial. Have you had marzipan lately? I think the lately is important. It's kind of like the have you driven a Ford lately? Have you driven a Ford lately? Like the marketing department had to put that on. Oh, well, wait. The previous Fords were really, really bad. Ask him if it lately, because like we improved a lot. Have you, like they'd say, have you driven a Ford? And they'd be like, it didn't go well, boss. Oh, have you driven a Ford lately? Oh, have you driven a Ford lately? It's kind of like the commercial for Busch beer, which is spelled like B-U-S-C-H, right? Which clarifies things enough so that you don't think it's like a plant or a metaphor for a naughty word. But their commercial was, head for the mountains of Busch beer. Like they had to add the beer at the end. Like, well, you know, our previous commercial, hundreds and thousands of people ran to the mountain that had the most vegetation on it because they thought it would get them drunk. And, you know, maybe that kind of beer would go well with marzipan. Do you know what marzipan is? I'm guessing that a good number of people hearing this might not even know what marzipan is, when it's essentially like almond paste. I think it's almond paste mixed with honey. That just sounds good, doesn't it? That sounds like if we lived in a world, like if your house was made of gingerbread, that would be what the caulk is. Like that's what's insulating your house is marzipan. We're getting a draft here, Martha. Get out some more. Oh no, get the gray marzipan so it matches the sill. The window sill. That's not a word you say a lot by itself. Sill. I'm over here on the sill waiting for the what? You took a pill? No, I'm in the sill. Don't say sill. That doesn't sound right. Sill. Ugh. Ugh. I don't like that word. Windowsill. It's on the windowsill. Honey? It's on the windowsill. Okay, thanks. It's on the sill. If you said honey, there's something on the sill. She'd think that was like some kind of code word for getting a divorce or something. But again, back to marzipan. Stop. So I think it's delicious. I think I went to a store once and I bought these little different decorative shapes that were made of marzipan, and it was they're all different colors, like little rabbits with little cute little eyes, and I ate them. I ate them all. And it tasted like almonds. They were kind of chalky, at least one was, and it was an experience. I would highly recommend it. You know, marzipan is not as bad as fondant, which is another word that's not pleasant. It does not have a good mouthfeel, fondant. Fondant is a word that should describe the action of trying to park close to a wall and you hit the wall. Like, right? Like, imagine that. Like, you're inching up against the wall and you hit it. Fondant. Oh. But anyhow, I believe we have all been hypnotized to believe that fondant is edible. It's not. Come on. It's not. It's a big cheat. It's like when someone makes a cake in the shape of a hammer or the shape of some kind of doll or something, and you're like, wow, how could you possibly get sponge cake to be like that? What holds it up? Is it magic? No, it's the layer of non-edible waxy substance that you applied to it. Blech. It's just, you might as well just put edible paper on there. I mean, there are a lot of cakes where people put flowers and flower petals, and the flower petals are edible, which is crazy, just like gold is edible. It's not really edible. Let's be serious. It's non-toxic because it's an inert metal that won't react with your system, but it's not non-toxic. I mean, it doesn't form toxins. It's not a toxin to your system, but just because you put metal into your body that passes through it doesn't mean that it's a good idea. So don't drink that anymore. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Which is one of those alcohols, and you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. But if you know what I'm talking about, the alcohol in question with the gold in it, and there's a couple brands, and one of the brand names requires you to gargle your saliva, which I'm not a fan of. Any language that requires you to gargle your saliva, I'm not going to learn. But anyway, the one with that particular name has little flakes of gold in it. And God only knows how they create flakes of gold. But wouldn't that be something interesting to wash down, like the fondant that you're covering the marzipan with? Imagine marzipan-covered fondant washed down with cinnamon-flavored alcohol that has bits of metal in it. Could you be more stupid about what you put in your body? Could you be more disconnected with your taste buds? Oh, sure you could. You could eat some of the sushi that tastes like tank water. Because you're adventurous. Ugh. I'm certainly not knocking your sushi. And that's also a fun term, isn't it? Don't knock it. Don't knock it till you try it. Okay, I won't knock it. I'll make fun of it. I'll say disparaging things about it, monkey boy, but I won't knock it. I wouldn't want to infuriate your hillbilly senses. I wouldn't want you to become angry and spit in your spittoon more than once because you're so filled with the juices of life because I started to knock it. You know, you're going to become offended about sushi because of marzipan. And I think it's because you don't eat enough marzipan that you... No. Almonds aren't enough. No, you can't grind up the almonds. Almond dust, almond powder, almond flakes, crushed almonds, crushed peanut sweepings. It doesn't matter. None of that is almond paste. Something somebody put effort into creating for you. A paste. How many foods are a paste? Do you eat a lot of paste-based foods? I wouldn't think so. Because paste and food don't really go together, do they? I mean, you have toothpaste. It's a paste for your teeth. It's not a gel. It's not an ointment. We never put ointments in the body. We put them on top, right? Because that's a topical. Topical ointment, which is sort of like redundant, isn't it? Like, you're not going to put the ointment in your mouth. You don't get stomach ointments or nasal ointments. Although you could. You could have it on a swab or something and shove it right up there. But it's not a salve. That just sounds like a word you're saying wrong. It sounds like you're saying the word solve, but you're like drifting off sieve. You're just drifting off into sleep. Or someone just hits you in the head with a phone book sieve, right? Have you noticed that these podcasts are often about words, what they sound like, what they feel like, how much they annoy me? It could even be like the word podcast, but it's not. It's not, and don't even ask again. This is not the word podcast. Please don't suggest that again. I'm offended. I'm not as offended as I am by the word salve. Salve. So, you can put a paste on your teeth, but you can also eat a paste, right? Some kids, when they were young, ate paste that was actually glue. And that actually sounds good, doesn't that? I will bet you I'd be more likely to eat glue paste than I would almond paste, even if it's been formed into a fun little rabbit that's looking at you with his helpless eyes, even though the person who painted it put the little red dots for the eyes, which makes it kind of creepy. They didn't center them, so the eyes aren't focusing on the same point in space using triangulation. Ooh, there's a hint there. That's an Easter egg. So I'm just going to tell you to enjoy. I'm going to tell you a few things. First of all, to enjoy any paste that you may have that's edible, even though none of them should be. And I want you to know that this podcast would be 25 minutes long if I didn't pause it when I started laughing. That's kind of a behind the scenes thing. That's an extra value. That's a Patreon thing, right? That right then and there is $5 a month, I would think. So thank you so much for being a listener. That was the 10 Minutes of Rambling podcast. If you're asleep, you're not going to hear this, although it may be subliminal. And if that's the case, this will be $50. So please subscribe and send me $50. And I'll see you next time. Patreon.com/10 Minute Rambling Stories.